This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Welcome to Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to four kiddos, and the co-founder at Full Time Families, the resource for your family's full-time RV adventures and aspirations. Tonight and every Sunday night, I am blessed to be joined by my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary, the author and creator over at RoadTripTeacher.com, your resource. Educational resource, that is, for traveling RVing families. I also have four kiddos on the road, and we like to chronicle our travels over at Diary of a Road Mom, so we'd love to have you follow us over there. I am coming to you live tonight from Southwest Florida. We're so excited to have you join us from wherever in the world you are. Tell us where you are tonight, KT.
Well, I am in beautiful, hot Arizona, right in between Phoenix and Tucson, anxiously awaiting our deployment to go to Escapade, which will be at the end of this week. Today, we had the pleasure of celebrating a baby shower, actually a double baby shower, with a bunch of FTF families. There are two expectant mamas, first-time baby. It's spring forward, right? So it was 8 o'clock where you are, but now it's 9 o'clock. Do you know that it's still the same time for me here in Arizona?
No, so you didn't change times there, right?
No, Arizona does not change times. They have their own hashtag for it called hashtag lock the clock. They never change times, and one of the reasons is because it's so blasted hot, they don't want more daylight.
You know, back in Indiana where we were from there at one time, we didn't change times either, or at least that portion of Indiana didn't. And so when we had to start changing times with the rest of the world, they fought it very vehemently. I can remember when we had to start changing time, it was so crazy. So good for you not changing time. We are feeling it tonight. Our kiddos are worn out. The two of them are already asleep, and the other two are on their way out. So we are definitely feeling the time change. It's so exciting about the baby shower. I've seen that in our Road School Moms post when you posted earlier today. And I seen your sneak peek at your road school. That was fun.
Yes, I had to sneak that on. Well, not sneak that on, but as I posted on my Facebook this afternoon, a couple days ago, actually Wednesday, Dominic came up to me and said, "Mom, I want to go on a fast, and I want to fast video games for the next 30 days." And I can't point to any one thing where that came from, except the sermon on Sunday was kind of about what we give up for Jesus in our life, and how we can be intentional about being prayerful and fasting. And so I was really proud of him. So I mulled it over, and 2 days later I came to him and said, "I really am so proud of you and so excited about to see this development," because video games, he eats, breathes, and sleeps video games. You've experienced that with him in your rig, with your road schooler, so you know just how much this means to him. How can I join you in solidarity and support and also be prayerful? And he said, "I think you should give up Facebook." And I took a deep breath and said, "Okay, I'll do it." And so I'm fasting Facebook for the next 30 days. I'm allowed to go on twice a day, but only for the purposes of connecting with our FTF membership, be able to handle any business matters that come up, because unfortunately Facebook is a way of life for traveling families, fortunately and unfortunately. It's a wonderful tool to have, but Mary Beth, I'm sure you've spent your fair share of hours wasted zooming in on your neighbor's ex-husband's dog's brother's wife's birthday party that you had no business viewing pictures of. So I'm excited to see what the next 30 days brings for me. But I'm sad. I'm already feeling like I'm missing stuff, which I guess is good because that's what a fast is about. It's supposed to be a hardship. So, so fast in Facebook for the next 30 days. And I invite any road school mamas who feel like they would like to do that to join me in that. Of course, you can't tell me on Facebook that you're joining me. So go ahead and reach out to me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com and let me know.
I think that's wonderful. I love it that he came to you kind of on his own accord. And I love it further that you done something that, you know, is kind of supportive with him and that can show him that you've got that same level of commitment. That's awesome. I will say I'm a little sad because you're not on Facebook because I finally got, gosh, I think we've done 3 live videos today, 2 on Road School Moms and 1 over at Road Trip Teacher. So I was very excited about that. But I will have to tell you, you and I haven't got a chance to talk other than on the air for the last couple of weeks. But it's so funny when you're talking about Facebook and how much time's wasted. If you are a Road School Moms listener, you remember KP and I have both taken Facebook off our phones before and vowed that we weren't going to, you know, do whatever, but then it always creeps back into your life, it seems like, or at least it does to mine. And, you know, KT, you're right. It does. It's kind of a way of life now, especially for the businesses that we both operate. They have, you know, social media is a very big part of what we do, so you feel like you just can't, I guess, block that out completely. But funny enough, when I lost my phone a couple of weeks ago and I got it back, it did not have Facebook on it. And so I decided I was really going to try not to put it on there. And I've done a really good job since then. I've really not missed it, to be honest. And I think that was because I had a crash course. It was a forced fast those few days that we were at Disney and I lost my phone. Remember, I was without contacts. I was without any kind of anything for about 3 days. And after the first 24 to 48 hours, I was a little shell-shocked, to be honest. But after that, I kind of found that I really liked it. I liked that I didn't have that. I mean, it's kind of a crutch for me. If I don't know what to do with myself, I go to Facebook, and I want to see what everybody else is doing, where so-and-so is, and, you know, where you got for the day or whoever that I'm, you know, thinking about. And, you know, honestly, my time can be spent better in a lot of other places. So I have been doing without Facebook. Now, let me say this. Today, when we decided to do the live videos, Taylor reminded me, she's like, well, Mom, if you're going to do live on your phone, you're going to have to enable Facebook. So we enabled it for the videos, and then I disabled it when I got done because I don't want to get back to where I was a couple weeks ago on Facebook. It really is a lot of wasted time.
Good for you, Mary, but yes, you know, that takes a certain level of commitment and obedience, and I'm excited that you, even though you had a reason to enable it, that you still made sure to be intentional about disabling it. And you're right, you know, not only does Facebook waste time, but I have felt that Facebook breeds discontent. And mm-hmm. You and I are too blessed to be stressed. I mean, if you look back on the lives, and I'm not bragging here, I'm just saying that we have made this intentional time and have these intentional lives where we get to go where we want to go and do what we want to do and spend copious amounts of time in these formative years with our children. There's no reason that either of us should be discontent. And yet, there are times where I'll go on Facebook and be like, oh, I didn't get invited to the party, or, oh, they look like they're having so much more fun, or, oh, and it's first of all folly, foolish, and a fantasy, and it's just really not necessary. So although there are many, many good things about Facebook, it's lovely to be able to connect so rapidly with one another, and it is, like you just mentioned, I mentioned, a pivotal part of our businesses because social media is just it's just pervasive in our culture. I think limiting your time on Facebook is a wise decision. And like you just said, so many times in the last, I've actually been fasting for 3 days. Many times in the last 3 days, my finger has automatically navigated to that Facebook button. And I've clicked it and said, nope, I got to click off. And that not even peeked, you know, just while it was loading, clicked off. But I was amazed at how, what a habit it has become in my life. And instead, I've now moved my Holy Bible button, the YouVersion Bible, to where my Facebook button was on my phone. And I intend, whenever I feel the need to click Facebook, to click my YouVersion Bible and work further on my plans that I have or go and review, you know, the other people's content sent, you know, you can have friends on you version. It's very similar to Facebook, only it's obviously Bible-centered. And so that's where I want to spend my time, especially for the next 30 days. I think it's perfect, but hopefully beyond then.
Yeah, I love that. And you're right. It is a habit. It's definitely a habit. Because like I said, I was the same way. I had to really like physically stop myself, almost have a conversation with myself. You know, what do you think you're doing? You can't get on there. And, I don't know. It's funny how many things that I have picked up on the last, I think this is going on about the third week, I guess. How many things that I'm doing now that I thought I didn't have time to do before. I mean, I've listened to two or three audiobooks on Audible that were my own, not just ones that I've listened to with the kids, and we started a puzzle at night. I'm actually starting to lay out my morning time work for everyone, for my morning time basket. I'm starting to do that the night before. And what was I usually doing the night before instead of doing that? Well, I can tell you, I was probably sitting here attempting to do all those things, but then getting distracted by scrolling Facebook. And then, you know, then the next thing that happens after that is, you know, then you hit something on Pinterest or, you know, somebody tweets something that you think you just have to look at, and it's just kind of a cycle. So I'm excited to have broken it, and I'm excited that you're doing the same.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited because last week we talked about the Canada rally being sold out, and so I just want to tell listeners, take heart. This week, FTF will be announcing another highly anticipated event, and if you, like me, are not on Facebook, don't worry. The information's not only going to be there, it's going to be right there at fulltimefamilies.com on the upcoming events page. So look for that this week. Super exciting. You know, one of the questions that comes up, Mary Beth, about our events are they member events only? And the answer is yes, because when you become an FTF member, you are actually investing in the community. You are allowing Chris and I and the few employees that we have to do the work behind the scenes on your behalf, to call the companies and negotiate discounts, to sit here and do all this prep work for events. So you're just investing back into the community. And for $45 a year, it also comes with a free year of Escapees and a free year of Good Sam, discounts on Passport America, 1,000 Trails, and a whole litany of other things. So for $45 a year, why wouldn't you be an FTF member? If you're not an FTF member yet, you can go to fulltimefamilies.com and click on the Join Now button, and you can see all the benefits we have and get your FTF membership started. We'd be happy and proud to have you on our membership roster. So super excited about what's coming down the pike. I haven't even shared it with you, Mary Beth, but I really, really hope it works into your schedule to come, because I think this has been on your list of things to do. So I'm really excited.
Oh,
yay, yay, yay. Uh-huh. Very cool. Too much fun. Okay, so interestingly enough, this is March. March is a month that's associated with green. Green is a color that's associated with money. Money is a question that always comes up for when people find out that we travel full time because we're not retired yet. How do you make money on the road? It's like the number one question that we either hear or actually don't hear sometimes, because some people feel like it's rude to ask, which is fine. So we at Road School Moms like to answer this question in multiple ways. As I've mentioned many times, there are as many ways to make money on the road as there are people doing it. And so Mary Beth and I put our heads together and we picked out five real reputable ways that we know of personally through our personal friends and acquaintances on the road about how people are supporting their full-time RV dreams. And so today is episode one of a five-episode series called Making Money As. And today we're going to be talking about one of the number one ways people feel like they can make money on the road, and it's as a blogger. So please join me in welcoming Danielle Leonard to the show. Danielle, welcome to Road School Mom.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
We're great. Yes, like we can hear you fine.
Okay.
Great. Thanks so much for coming on. Danielle, you are a successful blogger, and you are our first guest on the How to Make Money As series. How to Make Money as a Blogger is tonight's show. Would you please take a moment to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how you fit into the Road School Moms community?
Yes, my name is Danielle Leonard. My husband and I got on the road about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, not quite. We have four kids, one more on the way, and we got on the road because my blog was able to support us. And because of that, we launched a second blog. And we've been doing it ever since, and we love it.
Welcome to the show, Danielle. I'm so excited to get to talk to you tonight. Congratulations on your one on the way. I didn't know that, so that's exciting. So tell us, is this something that, or is it possible to make money as a blogger and actually fund a completely full-time travel lifestyle as a blogger?
I think it is. If you put the effort into it, there's a very big difference between having a blog as a hobby and having it as a business. You have to make that conscious decision. But it's not something that you will start making money with overnight.
Well, that's really good to know. I love that we got that question out of the way right up front, because, you know, there is a bit of misconception. You know, some people say, oh, bloggers don't make any money. And then there's others that say bloggers do make money. And actually, three of us are on the call tonight who make mm-hmm. money with our blog. So obviously, it is a viable resource. Is this something anyone can achieve, or does someone need a certain level of education or expertise to be a blogger that makes money, Danielle?
My personal thought is I think anyone can do it. I've seen people come in, start a blog that have no social media experience, and they've never sat down to write anything in their lives, and some of their blogs have done amazing. And I've seen people who have a journalism background and social media background not succeed at it. It's all a matter of how much effort you take into learning what you need to learn to grow your blog and to learn what your readers actually want to see.
So, Danielle, for our listeners that are maybe new to traveling or completely new to the idea of blogging in general, what's a good place to start?
Honestly, I tell people that are looking to start a blog that Google is going to be your best friend. If you don't know how to do something, if you don't know what a term is, if you need to figure out, you know, the best place to host your site, Google is going to be your best friend. You can Google search and how to find almost anything, and almost every blogger has written something about how they started their blog, where they host their blog, answered questions. So it's just a lot of research.
Well, that's really good to know. Now, Danielle, in the top of our cast, you mentioned there's a big difference between blogging as a hobby and blogging as a business. So if mm-hmm. I currently have a blog set up, what's the first step I need to take to start making money with it?
You want to be, my thought is it has to be in your head, okay, I'm officially taking this and treating it like a business. And you need to go and get your business EIN for your taxes. You need to go and start treating it more, put a schedule together, have actual working hours that you're doing and not just hopping on, you know, here or there. Sometimes you need to put almost like a work schedule to it. And then you need to figure out what's the best way to make money where you currently are. Sometimes it's putting out an ebook. Sometimes it's doing ads. Sometimes it's affiliate marketing. But see where you can incorporate income where you currently are and then build from there.
That's great advice. So besides coming up with a URL and getting the EIN and deciding what blog platform, obviously, that you want to start with, what other tools would someone need to have a blog that makes money?
I think you need to have a good editorial calendar program. I use a site called CoSchedule, but that's not for everybody. There, it's a paid program. There are free WordPress plugins that you can use to do an editorial calendar, because you need to have your week or sometimes your month planned out. You know, it's much easier to come down with writer's block if you're trying to work, you know, day by day.
Danielle, can you, just to build a little bit on that, how is there a set number of blog posts that you need to do per week or per month, you know, as an average when you're starting out? to grow your blog?
If you are a brand new blogger, you need to get content on your blog. You need so that there's something for people to read, and you know that's not just the first post that you put out. So I suggest when you start your blog, putting out about 5 pieces of content. And then as you're going, you should always be posting at least once a week to let Google know, hey, I'm still active, still show me up in the search engines, to let your readers know I'm still here. But especially as a new blog, kind of the more you can post and the more content you get, the better off you are. You don't want to overwhelm yourself posting 7 days a week. I've been there. It's very overwhelming and you burn out very fast. I find sometimes three times a week is a really good number. I don't always hit that personally, but I find that that seems to kind of be the magic number.
That's really good actionable information, Danielle. I appreciate you sharing that with us. I know you can't talk for all blogs, but on average or via your experience, how long do you think it will take for a blog to start making money?
Well, I've had 2 different experiences because I have 2 different sites. And my first site, I was about a year old before I started making money because I had no idea what I was doing, and I was more of a hobby blog. But once I put into the steps to actually start making money on the Frugal Navy Wife, I was bringing in probably $200 a month just instantly. But I already had that reader base and that fan base. When I started my travel website, I knew what I was doing. I had more experience at it. And I was making a little bit, maybe about $100 a month within the first month and a half. But that's a severely small niche blog. You know, road schooling and full-time RV travel is a very small niche. So you're not necessarily going to gain as fast as something like the Frugal Living blogs or a recipe blog.
That makes a lot of sense. So, you know, obviously it's the million-dollar question, how do you make money on the road? And then the next question right after that is, well, how do you make money faster? So are there any steps that you can provide a blogger, to be able to make money faster?
Especially as a blogger, you want to diversify your income. You don't want to have all your income coming from ads or all your income coming from affiliate links. I honestly love to tell people that if you have the time to sit down and put out an ebook, do it. Because you put your ebook out on Amazon, you put it out, and it's a completely different stream of income. You can promote your blog via your book. You can promote your book via your blog. You have a blog shop where you're selling, maybe it's printables that go along with posts that you're talking about. You could have your affiliate links and your ads. And then also maybe venture into sponsored posts and sponsor content. You want to make sure that you have all the different streams and not just focus solely on one of them.
That's really very good information. And if you are interested in being a blogger and you take one nugget of information away from what Danielle's sharing, then I would, hit the replay button on just that one spot, because we've talked about micro streams in the past, and this speaks exactly to that, only in a different platform. Diversifying is really the key to success. So thanks, Danielle, for bringing that up. About approximately how many hours a week do you spend on your blog?
Before we got on the road, it would be nothing for me to spend 40 hours a week, sometimes more. I mean, I really enjoy blogging and interacting with my readers. Since getting on the road, I've scaled back a little bit. I like to go out and actually see things with my family. But I try to shoot for 40 hours. There's been weeks where recently we had our RV in the shop for some repairs, so I was working more than 40 hours that week. And then there's some weeks where we are just in an area where there's no internet, so I'm not on very much. But I say shoot for full-time if you want a full-time income.
That makes a lot of sense, and it's good to hear that this is something, again, that is flexible, you know, with our lifestyle, that it's something you can kind of tailor to your schedule. So I'll have to tell you that I started following your blog, The Frugal Navy Wife, before, I think before you even started traveling. I don't even know how I arrived at your blog, but I remember that I was a fan of that. And so when you started your road schooling blog, of course, I was so excited to realize that you guys were traveling also. So what advice do you wish you had had prior to starting your first blog in order to start making money?
I had not thought of any type of branding or for my URL. It was literally just, I was a Navy wife at the time. It was a frugal site, and I kind of put it together. I didn't even look to see if someone else had that URL already. I started on Blogspot, on Blogger, and I didn't even have a regular URL. I got very lucky that no one already had the trademark, no one already had the blog name, that it was something that, while it's frugal living, it also has a little bit of a smaller niche with the military. I wish someone had told me to sit down and do my research on not only my name, but the URL, how I wanted to brand myself, because changing your brand once you already have a readership is very hard, and you tend to drop your readers and drop income while doing it.
That is really, really, really good advice, because, you know, I'm sure anyone who's ever thought of making a blog gets all sorts of excited about the potential, but doesn't necessarily think, hey, maybe someone's already done this under this name. So that's really, really great advice. So, Danielle, where can our listeners find more information about you and follow your blog?
FrugalNavyWife.com is the main blog, and Road Schooling with the Frugal Navy Wife is the travel blog, and they're both interlinked, so you can go to one site and find the other. But if you want to see more about me personally and our travels, I suggest my Instagram page. That's where I share everything kind of as it happens, and that's Instagram.com/FrugalNavyWife.
Awesome. You know, at the top of the show, Mary Beth and I were talking about social media, and specifically my Facebook fast and just limiting Facebook as a blogger. How much time do you feel like is necessary to spend on social media?
I was listening to you talk earlier, and I was thinking to myself, I have told my husband so many times that I would get rid of Facebook if it wasn't for needing it for my business. And I feel like I'm on there probably more than I want to be, but not as much as I should be for the business. And I actually just started taking a Facebook course on how to highly target your Facebook ads, because that's something I'm starting to venture into more. And I've been spending pretty much all day for the past several days on Facebook, and by the end of the day, I'm going, I really wish I could spend less time on social media. but social media is a huge part, because that's how you're getting, you know, your content out to your readers. And almost any blogger is going to tell you more than half of their traffic comes from one or multiple social media websites. So that's huge.
Yeah, it is really challenging for that, but I'm hoping in the next 30 days I can kind of come up with a new plan, because ultimately, you know what happens, Danielle, you get on there because you need to do X, Y, Z, and then you see, oh, this cute puppy, and oh, they just did this, and oh, they just went to Hawaii, and then half an hour later you jump off to go answer emails and realize you've never done what you set up to go do in the first place. Or at least that's what
I generally end up with four or five extra tabs open than when I started, of stuff that I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to open this to read, and then never get back to it and realize I have a bunch more tabs open.
Yeah. Oh, it's a necessary evil for sure. Well, Danielle, we so appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing this real, actionable, authentic information about blogging and whether it is really a viable source of income for full-time traveling families. And I think that you told us the answer is yes, but be prepared to work hard. Is that what you would agree with?
Yes. And make sure that if you're looking to make it your sole income, to plan that you're going to have to build it up for several months before it's actually there and you're actually able to, you know, quit your job or actually stop whatever else you're doing to bring in money for it to be your sole income.
Good advice. Well, thank you again for coming on. And congratulations on your newest arrival coming soon. When are you due?
I'm due at the end of July.
Oh, how exciting. Well, congratulations. And
thank you.
Thanks for being part of Road School Moms.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Danielle.
Oh, that was fun. That was really good information, Mary Beth. And, you know, you and I are both business people who make money with our blog, so I can confirm the validity of everything Danielle shared with us tonight. Those are some really, really important points. It is a lot of hard work. It's not easy, but it's, I think it's worth it.
It is. You know, it's funny. I was taking notes as she was talking because, you know, I don't know about you, but one of my biggest challenges with what I do is, you know, I want to create products for Road Trip Teacher. I like to keep up with my travels with our friends or our family back home. So that's what I like to do on Diary of a Road Mom. But I don't, I'm not consistent with my content. And I know that that is something that I need to work on. How about you? Do you find that, you know, like when she said 3 posts a week is a great number, I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, like when's the last time I've done 3 posts in a week? Do you find that that's hard to do also?
Actually, no, because I work backwards. Instead of my goal being 3 posts a week, my goal is to publish my newsletter every week. And so one thing that she didn't touch on was an autoresponder. That is a place where you know, have you ever filled out a form, get this ebook for free? That email address has been going to an autoresponder, and then, you know, a week or so after you've gotten your free ebook, you probably start noticing that you're getting mail from whoever you gave your email address to. And because my autoresponder is a sizable investment every month for me, because the more emails you have, the more you pay, mm-hmm. I have to make it worth my while. So I have committed to every Tuesday FTF weekly newsletter. And so if you're not getting that yet, you can go on fulltimefamilies.com and fill out any one of our free gift opportunities, including our Road School Moms planner that we have. Then you'll get yourself on the mailing list too. And because that is my goal, to publish that weekly newsletter every week, I know that my readers don't want to see the same thing every week. And so it works backwards. Then I have to, in order to publish it, I have to create the new content. And so I have found that that keeps me highly accountable.
That is a very good plan. I love that you shared that with us. I like that information. So this series, How to Make Money As, I love it because it really is the million-dollar question in our group. Whether you're new to traveling or even if you have been traveling, you know, it seems like you always have to have something new, something, you know, you have to keep your revenue streams going, right? I mean, we all know that. So tell us, this first series tonight, obviously we've done the blogger. What else do we have coming up for the next 4 weeks?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked because I'm really excited about this series. You know, we picked people from all different aspects so let's say you tune in tonight and blogging, you just decide is not your thing. Well, take heart because we have a lot more of different ideas for you. And what I'm most excited about is that Mary Beth and I know these people personally, know people personally who are funding their full-time travel through the methods that we are going to be talking about in the next 5 weeks, including tonight. So this is not get-rich-quick schemes. These are not things that you have to think, well, maybe they don't actually work. These actually do work. There are real people on the road right now, real families who are funding their travels through these different avenues. So tonight was Blogger. March 19th, episode 2 is Making Money as a Chef. And I'm really excited about this because it's not what you think. If you do love to cook, and you have a little bit of showmanship in you, or maybe that you'll be developing your showmanship, but you start with a love of cooking, there is an opportunity, a real viable opportunity for you to make money on the road and have a travel lifestyle as a chef. So I'm really excited about that one. Actually, I'm excited about all of them. So rather than just say that five more times, I'll just say I'm excited about all of them.
We know you're March
26th. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm easily excitable. March 26th, episode 3, Making Money as a Health Coach. And also, viable option. And I know the people who are health coaches making money on the road, it's a very, very rewarding income stream and business for them because they're also making people healthy along the way. So good stuff there. April 2nd, Making Money as an RV Roof Installer. If you've been following along the past couple of weeks, then you know that I have a brand new RV Armor roof on top of my RV. I'll never have to buy another roof again. It's got a lifetime warranty, and I'm really excited about it. And so I had the opportunity to witness a training for RV Armor, and I met a whole bunch of people who will be making money and funding their RV dreams as roof installers, as well as I know several people who do that for a living full-time. So that is an option. April 9th, we are being joined by a previous guest, Brianna Royale, who Mary Beth and I both, I think, very highly of. She has a whole program based on making money as a virtual business owner. So if none of the four other ones resonate with you, then definitely join us on April 9th because whatever your business is, making money as a virtual business owner will be very valuable information for you. So that's what the series is, and, you know, we've done this in the past, Mary Beth, so if you are looking for other options and other than these five that we are presenting, you can go on to roadschoolmoms.com and search our previous, or iTunes for that matter, iTunes Road School Moms podcast, search our previous offerings for how to make money on the road. We've done several of these series. We've got one called The Top 10 Ways to Make Money on the Road. Incidentally, once you make money, you're also going to need to pay taxes. So be sure it's a great time. March 12th is a great time to tune in to taxes and the full-time family RV lifestyle to know, exactly what your tax responsibility is. I'm scrolling through all our stuff here.
We done a whole series on independent. We done a whole series on independent location income. I think we had a three-part series on that, so I know that's on there somewhere. We can put that in the show notes for tonight as well.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, we also did Can You Be Both a Homeschool Mom and a Small Business Owner? That was a great show with Carol Parks, talking about, you know, the logistics, because I'm going to tell you, as a road school mom and a small business owner, it is a little bit of a balancing act. And I really don't like that word balance because I feel like after our show with LaToya Williams that it's an unattainable goal, balance. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then definitely tune into that one about homeschooling as a single mom. But just to give you a little basics of how I run my business, I really enjoy road schooling the kids. And so I dedicate my morning to the road school endeavors of the children in this house. And then come lunchtime, we all have lunch together. And then after that, I go to work. So I usually work from about noon to whenever, usually about dinner time. And then sometimes I'll pick up my computer again after I've put the kids to bed. But more often than not, noon to dinner time, 4 days a week. That's my schedule. How about you, Mary Beth?
Well, you know, I'm kind of twofold on the work side of what I do, and I've actually just recently kind of modified my schedule. So I have found that I get up in the morning and devote a couple of hours to the dispatch part of my job, which is, if you've listened to us before, you know that I'm involved in a pilot car business with oversized loads in the transportation industry. So the early morning is a good time for me to do that for a couple hours, and then I devote about the next 3 to 4 hours for my kiddos' road school, and that's been working out so much better for me because that was not my schedule previous to the last few weeks. So I'm kind of new at this schedule that we're talking about tonight, but it's one that I found that works for me the best of any that I've had all the time that we've been traveling. So that's been kind of winding up by the middle of the afternoon, and then I kind of go back and take a couple of hours to check messages on my other business, and then I spend those few hours on my road trip teacher site and finishing up any unit studies that we've had before. Because my road schoolers are also I call them my R&D department, my research and development, a lot of times we'll finish up our road school for the day with them, you know, trying out maybe one of my products or having them, you know, print some of the copy work just to see if they like it. So I guess I get to cheat a little bit in that part of my day because it's kind of twofold for me and I get to have the best of both worlds. But I have found in this new schedule that I have that I really, 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 really like to be able to wind up my day business-wise and the kids' school to be done and everything by dinner time so that we have the rest of the day to just kind of, you know, enjoy each other's company and spend the intentional time that I set out to do when we started traveling.
Fantastic. Well, I love, you know, this is important to remember. Mayor Beth and I have been road schooling for many, many years. I think collectively we probably have 13, 14 years of road school between us. And yet, there are times, right, where we have to wipe the schedule and start all over again to find our groove. And so if you are not currently in your groove, don't be disheartened. It's okay. Really try to pay attention to the ebb and flow of activity and life in your homeschool. There's no one way to do it. There's no right way. It's whatever works best for your family in your road school endeavors. So I just encourage you to keep the faith. Right, Mary Beth?
Yes, you know, if you've heard us talk about this in previous posts, I've used the word evolve and evolution so much. I've really tried hard to stop using it because I've used it so much. But honestly, if somebody told me I had to sit down and write an ebook today, I would probably write it on the evolution of my road school because that's really, we've kind of come full circle, at least I feel like that, in our road school here at Road Trip Teacher because I started out as a crazy road schooler. I was cramming so much things down my kids. I mean, we were doing public school at home or on the road, you know, that's what we were really doing, was very much, you know, parameters were very black and white, what I thought we had to do every day. And, you know, it was just kind of like we checked off a list and then we kind of slacked off and we went a different route. Then I went through the boxed curriculum phase, which again, I'm not saying any one of these are any better than the other. I'm just pointing out what we've done. We went through a boxed curriculum phase. I was solely Time for Learning for a while. We love Time for Learning. They're one of our partners here at Road School Moms. Very much is still a part of our road school resources here in our rig, but we've varied away from that. We went through a complete unschooling phase where I was just completely like, oh, we're just going to just unschool everybody. And now we've just, like you say, you know, in the last 6 months or so after we found the morning time routine, and KT and I talked back in October with Pam Barnhill about morning time. If you're not familiar with what we're talking about, please go back and hit the replay on that show. But when I found morning time last year, my road school evolved once again. And since that time, we found our groove and it's working for us, at least for this season. So don't be afraid to change it up. Don't be afraid to try new things. And just, you know, the biggest thing, we talk about it all the time, is just be gentle with yourself. Don't be too complicated. Don't have crazy expectations and just let things happen as they may. Pay attention to your road schoolers because many, many, many times KT and I have both said we learn way more from our road schoolers than they learn from us.
Oh, that is so the truth. That is so the truth. And on that note, I encourage you, if you need prayer, Road School Moms has its own dedicated set of prayer warriors waiting on your intentions. So if you are in the process of praying for something, experiencing trials, or want to share a praise report with us, you can do that. It's super easy. You go to RSM Prayers, that's RSM for Road School Moms, prayers, plural, @gmail.com. And you will be connected immediately with our confidential prayer team who is just waiting and in support of your intentions with God. So I encourage you to reach out to that resource that we've established for everyone. This time last year, we hosted a Road School Moms Bible study, and Mary Beth, I'm getting an itch. I'm getting another itch to do a Bible study. So if you have some Bible study resources, or you have a suggestion, or you just want to participate in the Bible study, just reach out to me, Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com,
And I will be sure to get you connected to that project as it kicks off. Mary Beth, we had a giveaway. Excuse me, not to put you on the spot, but we had a giveaway from last week's show with Sandra Jones Keller. I, of course, got my copy, like I promised, through Amazon. It came on Wednesday. I posted a picture of it on Facebook. How to empower 21 lessons to empower your new age kid. I love it. I will say that I have incorporated my own faith-based elements into her lessons just because that's something that I want to do with my kiddos. And I found that very easy to do. So if this is something you're interested in, you can listen to the whole broadcast from last week with Sandra Jones Keller. But in the meantime, Mary Beth has a copy to give away, a signed autographed copy to give away.
I do. And before the show, I had one of my road schoolers write down all the emails, who they came from that had correct names, and we're putting them in a bowl, and I'm going to let Tori pick them out here. So hold on 1 second.
Good. Ooh, this is so exciting.
Pick one of those.
Live on the air.
She had a drum roll. We don't have a drum roll. Just pick one out. Okay, no, don't do the drum roll, Tori. Just... Okay. Oh, my gosh, this is so funny. So Road School Mom Mary Jane Williams has won our free autographed copy of that book, 21 Lessons to Empower Your New Age Kid. I have to say, special congrats to her. That's so funny that she won that copy because she's actually the one that put me in touch with Sandra Jones Keller in the first place. So that's awesome. I'm glad she won that. So I'll be delivering that to her, and she can try that out. And I love what you said about incorporating your faith-based, into that book, Kimberly. And that's really one thing that I loved about Sandra when I talked to her prior to our show, and knowing, you know, kind of what platform we were on. She really wrote that book from a kind of a universal concept so that it really was across any kind of culture and any kind of religious, you know, background that could be very easily incorporated into whatever belief system that you operate in your house.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I love it. And I love all the lessons in there. So I'm really excited to start employing that. We'll be employing that. I've been reading through it all week, and we will be kicking off our employment of that resource on Monday. So stay tuned.
Awesome.
That's all I have for me. The next show, I will be coming to you live from Escapade. So you can tune in next Sunday night when we are on the phone with Making Money as a Chef. So we'll be talking about that while I'm at Escapade.
Awesome. So if you are listening to us on a replay for tonight's show about making money as a blogger, thank you for tuning in to that replay. And just be sure when you're done to give us a review. If you're listening to your replay over at iTunes, please do give us a review, because that is really what pushes our numbers for Road School Moms and helps us reach our community within the iTunes network. So give us your review. And when you're done, send me a email at info@roadtripteacher.com, and I will be glad to send you your digital product of your choice from my learning shop over at roadtripteacher.com. So as Kimberly mentioned, we will be back here next Sunday night live at 9 p.m. Eastern time, same place, same time, every single week right here on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.